This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Scott Haig, Development Director and owner at Integrated Change, a London-based digital healthcare agency that designs and develops mobile solutions for the healthcare industry. Scott, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome. So, Scott, health and fitness apps have boomed over the last 12 months. Do you think these hold the key in helping patients manage their health via mobile devices?
Well, I think they do, Eric, and I think it's a good start. I think there's still some way to go. But if we look at sort of the health and fitness mobile app category, and that market itself has grown rapidly over the last 18 months. I think there's loads of figures that have been bandied around, but 87% growth compared to the overall app industry is quite some growth. And there's a lot of fitness fanatics out there who are attracted by hundreds of different types of applications. I think it does hold the key. It does hold the key to allowing people to manage their health. But what I would like to see more of, and what our business actually does more of, is actually using more of the data that they get back from the tracking for more medical purposes. Now, the health and the healthcare and the wellness type apps, I think they're still a little bit behind in terms of using that data in a real medical setting. If we look at diabetes apps, for example, moving away from the health and fitness scene, there's around about 900 diabetes apps, but they all really don't offer anything very different. And the main problem with them is manual data entry. And I think that's also a kind of a problem with the health and fitness apps. It does hold the key to some degree. Wearables will probably change that once that market starts to take off further and further. But I think we're still some way to go before mobile apps properly come into a clinical setting, which is where our interest really sits.
A lot is also talked about patient-facing mobile apps. What other areas do you think can benefit from mobile health?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we focus on patient-facing mobile apps, but we also focus on the enterprise side as well, and I think that's a growing area of opportunity. If we look at the amount of apps, and in the UK we have what's called the National Health Service, and we look at the amount of branded apps that are available to patients via the NHS, and we recently did some research on this, the figures are in single numbers in terms of percentages. So I think the opportunity for hospital-branded facing apps is certainly apparent, definitely in the UK. I think it's slightly different in the US. But I think we've also got an opportunity really to move mobile, again, when I talk about the clinical setting, but move it into the clinician setting. And I've heard a term being talked about, which is talked about the digital omnivores, which are basically clinicians using multi-screen digital devices, such as tablets, smartphones, and computers, to interact and engage with their patients. And in fact, more than half of clinicians in a recent survey use tablets to access EHRs or send e-prescriptions. And that, you know, that figure, in my view, is still quite low. And I think there's a really good opportunity for clinicians especially to engage further with their patient via mobile. But it's not without its challenges. Believe me, and we've come up against quite a few of these from some of our projects, and really some of the challenges lie in if there is going to be more of a push for enterprise hospital-based apps, then where's the incentivization for the actual clinician? And so if the app provides, you know, clinical information that a physician would not otherwise have, then that must be viewed as some kind of clinical testing. So how do we incentivize the clinicians for that? And also, I think there's obviously other barriers as well, which is security issues and lots of other issues. But I think other than patient-facing mobile apps, the actual hospital and the medical back-end systems itself, I definitely think really can benefit from mobile health.
And depending on what you read, there are between 40,000 to 90,000 healthcare-based apps available today. It's quite competitive out there, obviously. What would you say are the three key aspects in getting an app noticed, do you think?
Yeah, it is extremely, extremely competitive. I think, I mean, obviously, the most important thing is to build a great app with a great UX, make sure it's bug-free and it's fully tested. But actually, I would probably say the most important things for me and what we see from our clients that they miss when they come to us is, first of all, you know, what is, if you're going to develop a healthcare-based app, what's the business model? And, you know, in some healthcare settings, people don't understand that you still need a business model to launch an app, even if it's a free application for your patients, such as one that we use in the UK for NHS. There still needs to be a business case, and it still needs to be planned out properly, and there still needs to be a return on investment model somewhere down the line, even if it's a free app. You know, you've got to have that plan in place. We use a number of tools, and some of your listeners may use these as well. We use what's called the Business Canvas with our clients. If you just type that into Google, you'll get a free tool to use. And we also use the Happy Startup Canvas, which, again, just lays it out nice and easily for developers and organizations. I think the second most important thing is really just to understand your user, and that's all about sort of creating your persona, keeping the interface really, really simple, not complicated. I think we've moved away from complex mobile apps. We're now moving into more of a simple interface, which works. And I think the third most important point is, you know, what is the value proposition? And, you know, if you went to a developer or a healthcare startup and they were pushing an app and you asked them to tell what the app was for in 30 seconds, would you actually buy it? And a lot of the time, clients don't spend enough time on, you know, why you should use the app and not what it's going to do for you. So the three things really to try and get your app noticed is have a business model, understand the persona and the identity of your customer inside and out, and then build your value proposition around those two points.
Good advice. Today we are with Scott Haig, Development Director and owner at Integrated Change, a London-based digital healthcare agency that designs and develops mobile solutions for the healthcare industry, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Scott, you now have Google Glass in the UK, I understand also. How will Integrated Change be looking to deploy this device?
Yeah, I mean, we're immensely excited by Google Glass. It does have its challenges by all accounts, and that's privacy. But, you know, sort of smartphones when they were launched. But yeah, we're immensely excited. What I'm talking about at the very start of your show was the clinical setting, which is where we sort of fit ourselves. We can really see Google Glass having a really important role in that. I must be honest with you, having worn glass in and around London on a consumer-type basis, our own view is that Google Glass is probably more suited for the corporate outside of the consumer realm. But we've got some really great plans. We're currently looking into building a number of live streaming platforms at the moment. And we're engaged with a few hospitals in London to do that. But the actual opportunity is definitely there. I don't know what it's like in the US, but in the UK, glass has gone down extremely well in all kinds of different verticals. But I think in medicine, I think we could be onto something that's not going to transform the industry, but will probably help it to maybe realize what technology can really do. But it's early days. We're looking at a number of projects. One of those is streaming, as I've mentioned. One of those is integrating into different types of systems to pull back different information for surgeons before they go into surgery. And we're looking at all different types of things. I mean, obviously, telehealth or telemedicine however it's described over there. I mean, that's definitely one application for glass, but in fairness, I would say that's a very sort of two-dimensional, if you like, application for it. You want to go a bit deeper, you know, integration's really key. But we're massively excited, and you know, we can't wait to get stuck in properly.
Yeah, and I can certainly understand that, the excitement there. Lastly, what do you think the future holds for mobile healthcare?
Yeah, I think the future. I mean, we talk about mobile healthcare as if it's been around forever. I don't know if that's just a biased view because we developed for it. I don't know. I mean, I think the future. The future looks great for mobile healthcare. It really does. I still think there are quite a lot of what we would define as laggards within the healthcare industry who don't quite understand what technology can do for the patients and for the healthcare professionals. I think with mobile healthcare, there's got to be a real change of mindset. You know, the way we communicate has radically changed. You know, patients have totally changed. Clinicians have changed. Healthcare providers have also changed. Pharmaceuticals are trying to change, but they're heavily bound by legislation. But I think the future looks great. It's just I would like to see more. I would like to see, in my own personal opinion, less health and fitness apps and more actual real integration into real systems, into hospitals, into GP surgeries. And really have that sort of interaction between the two. Apple's announcement of their health kit and the health app will go some way to help that, but it also opens up a whole other market of integration into different types of systems. But it looks good. I think mobile healthcare probably needs to take a leaf out of the retail and banking book in the terms of we really do need to make sure that, you know, just remember that our patients are our customers, and your clinicians are your customers as too, and we must treat them like that. But the demand is there, though, Eric. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, there's a survey just come out actually today by FICO, and they surveyed 14 countries, and it turned out 80% of patients want to interact with their doctors via mobile. You know, 80%, and that's quite a staggering figure, and that's taken across all kinds of different types of countries. So the demand is definitely there. There's still concerns over security. There's still concerns over lack of incentives. There's concerns over integration. There's concerns over horrible, bulky interfaces. But we're moving to a place that looks great for healthcare, and we're definitely moving to a place where we can meet, you know, the mobile patient, and that for us is the most exciting part of it.
Well, certainly has been good to catch up with you, Scott. A lot of good information here. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Integrated Change Online?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want, I mean, the best place to go is just obviously our website, which is www.integratedchange.net. And you can see all the information on there as well. We've just created a new animated video which tells you what we're doing. That's been uploaded in the next couple of days. And, of course, we're on social, so we're on Twitter, which is the handle of IntegratedCHG, Integrated Change, and you can find us on Facebook there as well.
Scott, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Take care.
You too. We've been speaking with Scott Haig, Development Director and owner at Integrated Change, a London-based digital healthcare agency that designs and develops mobile solutions for the healthcare industry. And once again, the website of reference is integratedchange.net. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.